It's a big schus to come. Chazal asered bishul akum. We all saw machlekes Rashi Tosfos why. Rashi says we have to be concerned when the goy cooks for you. Maybe you put something not kosher inside your food. Tosfos says the reason is you get too close. You have nice meals together. You might get too close and end up getting married to the goy's daughter. Rashi, Lamed Heyomet Beis, himself says the reason is he's worried he shouldn't marry the goy's daughter. Rashi's also concerned to get too close to the goy, you might marry his daughter. And that's the problem. Rashi Bayas is saying something else. He's concerned that maybe you're going to put something not kosher into the food. Shteita, Rashi holds, like the Chochmas Sodom, like the Pischei Tshuva, and Yoredeya, Kuf Yud Gimel, Sifkat Nalef, we're choshesh to both problems. Also we're scared. Both make sense. Also the chashash, Mr. Goy might put something not kosher in your food. And another problem, you get too close, you might get too close and you might end up marrying his daughter. Both things are true. So Rashi is concerned about both. But Tosfos is mashma no. Tosfos is not concerned. As long as you know everything is kosher, everything is kosher. You don't see anything not kosher coming in the kitchen over here, even though you have a goyish chef. But you know, nothing is not kosher as far as you know. You have cameras over here. You don't think anything is not kosher coming in. Tosfos says that the issue is the issue of getting married to the daughter. Just a minute. According to Tosfos, we have a big problem over here. A goy who has no children. A goy that has no, he doesn't have a daughter. Is there Issa Bishul Akum according to Tosfos? Tosfos is saying the whole problem is not because you have to worry maybe put something not kosher. Put up cameras. You won't be worried about not kosher. You know everything is okay. But says Tosfos, you're worried about maybe you get married to the guy's daughter? But just a minute. What can I worry about marrying a guy's daughter? Plenty of guys don't have children or don't have daughters. And then you know there is no such concern. When the guy doesn't have a daughter, how you get married to the guy's daughter when the guy doesn't have a daughter? So if the guy doesn't have a daughter, so there's no chashash you marry the guy's daughter, because it might be he has none. So for those guys that have no children or no daughters, l'chayra it should be no chashash, it should be l'chayra, no chashash of Eisu Bishalakum, because he doesn't have a daughter. But the pshat is, a guy see your soul, you have one of what's happening over here. Says the Rashba, who will Allah and the Paiskim, the Shach and others, the Kuf Yud Beis? And it's about Allah and the Chochmas Sodom. It's not when you eat a meal with the guy who cooked something delicious, you're a choshev a meal, you might get married to his daughter. It's not the issue. The issue is, the very fact, psychology-wise, you're able to sit and have a good time with a meal with the goyim. You're eating the meal of John Smith, but you might marry McDonald's daughter. Because once you might marry Muhammad's daughter, who knows who. Once you don't have barriers between you and Goyim, what's left Kamina? This guy doesn't have a daughter. But once you don't have the barriers, you sit and have a good time and eat and drink and make merry, who knows, you're just going to get close to Goyim in the big picture. And you might marry some different guy. He doesn't have. Open Rashba, Chochmas Sodom brings La Halacha. This is the big issue. And that's why there's a problem even for those that don't have daughters. Now, there's two big nafkaminas, actually more, but let's try to stand two big nafkaminas between the problem, maybe there's something not kosher in the food, or maybe because you might marry the daughter. Two great nafkaminas between the two. Very nugela maise. One great nafkamina is, what's the halacha when you're buying something from a goyish factory? There's no. Do you know the head of the factory? No. Do you know his daughters? Also not. So what's the problem? If the problem is like Tosfos, it's only a problem of getting married to his daughter. Like, people they have no shaychus to. You don't know who the guy is. Who knows who's the head of the factory? Who knows whose his daughters are? So it's not. You don't get close to him in any way. So l'chayr should be beseder to buy anything from a factory, anything that's known specific, that should be an open problem, bishalakum. And they'll make a very easy time for all the echsherim. They won't have problems of bishalakum, because whenever it's a factory, and no one knows anything but nothing, it should always be beseder, no problem, bishalakum. L'maise, the one at Tainas this Taina, is the Maritza Alon. It's brought in the Birkei Yosef in Kufyat Beis Tes. That says, look, when it's not shaykh any marrying to anyone, because you have nothing to do with marriage, you don't even know who's the one that cooked up the food in the factory. So he wants to say it's beseder. Comes the Birkei Yosef over there in Kufyat Beis Oistes, says, it's not true. Chazal said, Osir, because you might get close to Goyim, you might get married to them, or maybe a Petravis, forget it. It's always Osir, also in factories. L'halacha l'maiseh, if you look around the Achronim, the Psak and this is not clear at all, but the most poskim hold, you're supposed to be machmer, and you must have a heksha and bishal akum also in factories. The one that's melamed schus and the heksherim, who are more makel in factories, not to have a heksha and the bishal akum issues when it's a factory, is Reb Moshe Feinstein says like this in Chua. Says Reb Moshe Feinstein, look, I don't have a good heter. Just it's a factory. It's not to have a hesher. You don't need a hesher to the factory. I don't like it. I'm not happy about it. I don't have a clarity to be able to say mutter. A mechoy, I'm not going to make a mechoy. Because some are mekel, I'm not going to make a mechoy against him. But actually, Rav Moshe Feinstein also wants that hesherim, who's in charge of hesherim, make sure you have a hesher. Also in factories, the biggest companies in the world, also you have to have a heksher, there's no problem with the bishul akum, but whoever gives a heksher without it, he's not going to fight it. You should know, if there's anyone here that works for heksherim, a big yisoid, Rav Vosner brings from the Chaznish. Chaznish says, when you shtel avek a heksher, don't shtel avek a heksher with kulis and squeezed out kulis under the floor. The Fruma Oilam is buying a heksher because they want to do Rotz Nashem. They really want to eat kosher. They don't want a hechsherim based on kulis. Says the Chazanish, if you're in charge of a hechsher, you make it lechatchila, you don't make it b'diyemet, it's not the way to b'shtel, I make a hechsher. As I stayed in Rosna b'shem Chazanish, biggest say this. You see this other place in Chazanish also. Okay. So, l'maiseh, the poskim are not happy about, you must have a hechsher also in companies, you must have a hechsher also in b'shel akum. Comes the choice mechas Yitzchak, chelik yud, soif, simen, samach, zayin. But don't forget, the armakilim, like Moshe Feinstein also not going to fight them, it's called a tzad tziruf lahokel. What does that mean? That means when you have an unclarity in the sugya, because some place like this, something like that, and you can't prove one way clear, when you have a couple of maybes, a couple of different sveges, you put them together, you have to come out sometimes with a kula. Says the Mechas Yitzchak, the idea of a factory, you should not be made by a factory by itself, but what you could do is mitzarefit, meaning when you have a couple of reasons why to say, maybe it's mutter because this, maybe because this, maybe because this, maybe because this, you can put it to the list, also a factory helps out to come out to a heter at the end. Okay, this as far as one nafkamina by factories, is it because of marriage, or is it because of chashash of iser? Another big nafkamina, if you have a cook, you have a chef, he's doing delicious food, but just a minute. He's a Jew. But is he religious? No. Is he Michal Shabbos Farhesia? Yes. So in a lot of halachas, he has a din of similar to a goy, as painful as it sounds. If so, so we have a Yid who's Michal Shabbos Farhesia, openly declares the atheist. Who created the world? His thumb. Who put up the sun in the Shemaim? His toe. He doesn't believe nothing. Nebuch wants to close his eyes. Okay? So, as I mentioned, he's the cook for your yeshiva. He's the cook for your whatever. He has a din of a goy in a lot of halachas. He has a din of a goy. What about his cooking? Does his cooking have a din of bishul akum? If you say it's because of his daughter, His daughter, all she needs is to be chayzeh b'tshuva, have a Jewish home, you're allowed to marry his daughter. According to most poskim, that's what we pass in. There's a mabit who doesn't like this. Okay, we don't pass like that. It's b'seder gomer. She has a Jewish home, it's going to be fine, get married to her, no problem. So even though her father is not religious, she is, nothing wrong. But if it's not a question of getting married to the daughter, if it's a question of, is the food 100% kosher? If he doesn't care about kashrus, when no one's looking, has a special spice that maybe is made out of mice, I don't know. And he might put it in when you're not looking, you know? So, So the problem of kashrus, you still have a problem of kashrus. What's not giving is a Jew who's not religious. But if he doesn't care about anything, he might give you something that's kosher. The problem of not kosher you have. The problem of a daughter you don't have. Here again, it's a big machlokes apayiskim. The Goyen in Kuf Yud Gimel Yisrael Mem Beis brings a machlokes, he doesn't have a psak. It sounds more machmir. Rav Moshe Feinstein, you see, he doesn't have such a clear psak. So many poiskim, they don't have a clear psak about this also. So what do you do, Allah Lamaise? Comes the Kaf HaChaim, says, Chatchila, keep away from a chilayin asher, non-religious chef. But with the Eved, this is what you got, you're allowed to eat the food. With the Eved, you say, Sofik the Rabbanon Lahokel. But just a minute. So the Rabbanon Lahokel, so why don't you say it's about Chatchila to get a chilayin asher chef? So the Rabbanon Lahokel. The answer is, the Bis Yosef and Simon Pei Gimel says, Mefeish. Also Taz, the Orchaim, Ayin Aleph, also Sharatzin, Mishneh Berurah, and Shin Samech Vav, all over the place. Beis Meir and Evin Ezer, they all say the same thing. Sofek Rabbanon Lahokel does not mean you go ahead and do a thing that maybe Hashem says forbidden and the Sofek Rabbanon. That's not what it means. It means that once the Sofek Rabbanon says, B'di'evet is B'seder, Sofek Rabbanon Lahokel is ahead of B'di'evet. But if you're able to get along without squeezing yourself into a Sofek Yisrael Rabbanon, you're not allowed to squeeze yourself into a Sofek Yisrael Rabbanon. Open B'si Yosef, Taz, B'is Meir, Mishneh Berurah, Nechas Erevin, all over the place. So therefore, this is the Kaf HaChaim is telling me. If you have a chiloyin sheshev, chatchila, don't take a chiloyini. Take someone that cares about Yiddishkeit. B'di'evet, if this is what you got, you're allowed to eat the food. Kesovit Rabbanon. Chatchila, you're supposed to try not to go into these things. You should know. It's a mitzvah farsim, as they say. There's a tshuva saramo. Huvela locha and chavetz chaim and avas chesed. Chelek alef perikei. That Paskins, if you have two people able to work for you, a plumber, electrician, someone you have a company, and you don't know who to take to work for you. One is religious. One is a Jew. One is a goy. One is a religious Jew. One is someone that's a not religious Jew. One even is kuveitim latoyah, and one not. You have a mitzvah to take for your job, to work for you. Davka and Yeorcha Ircha Kaidmin is a mitzvah deraisa to take for the parnasa. Someone's a Jew, someone that's religious, someone's a Lama Torah. He comes before someone that's a goy or not religious or not Lama Torah. Remember that he has even if it's a little bit more expensive. But it's better to take him. As a Chuvas Rabbah, the Chavetz Chaim Paskin. Okay, so anyone should take a religious chef. You know. Not only because you don't have problems in kashrus, also because you have a mitzvah anyway. Okay, so we saw two nafkaminis in the subject of two great nafkaminis. Subject is because of marriage or because of Meiput Easter, and on both of them we see that study tzur for the hakel or ligabei b'di'evids, but it itself is problematic. Both cases, also by company is a big problem, and also. A non-religious chef is not pasha, but the evad you have a head to a non-religious chef. Another thing we have to hold head and remember this clear. Does this mean? Let's say the problem maybe is going to give you not kosher. What does that mean? If you have cameras all over the place, there's no way to bring in nothing not kosher. It's a yeshiva kitchen. The boys always coming in and out. They're going to see something not kosher. They'll fire the guy. No way in a million years. Everyone's constantly coming in and out and checking out what's going on. There's no chashash you're going to feed you not kosher. Is that take care of the problem? Now there's no iso bishal akum? No. It's 100% iso bishal akum, even though you know the Malach Gavriel told you from Shemaim that it's kosher. Doesn't matter. Chazal said, since sometimes there could be a problem, they say always bishal akum is also, even though you know it's kosher. Even though it doesn't have a daughter, as we saw, even though you know it's kosher, the Chazal say also, Ad kedei kach, the opinion of the Mishneh Berurah, in Shin Kof Ches, Yivkot and Samach Gimel, also the Chacham Sodom in the Shabbos, holds, not like Chacham Sodom in the Yerodeh, that what? That the kosher food that the guy cooked needs a golas kelim, as if he cooked over here something not kosher. Wow. Remember that. It doesn't mean only if you're scared maybe something not kosher. No, even though you know it's kosher. The etzem bishul akum chazal said is also. Okay. Now, let's look for a teirim, and after that, to start looking in the practical things of nowadays, besides the Shemaya, and seeing different practical shilas that come up nowadays. Potato chips, hot dogs, sushi, all the kind of matzias of nowadays, building after all the yisoides, besides the Shemaya. So, the Chazal gave us two big kulas in the halacha of Bishul Akum. One kula is, if the goy didn't help me much. Why? It was edible raw anyway. It's edible raw. Roy lach l'chai. The goy didn't help me much. So I'm not going to have a curse of Torah. You're not going to come to Mary's daughter. Mary, that's a pesir. Omber, and also it's not such a choshev meal, and not big. The big meals is harder to be on top of things to make sure it's kosher. But he didn't help me much. I don't have to worry. Okay. Roy lach l'chai. And another thing is, einoy oile al shulchan melochim. Each one of these things, we have to have a clear gedorim, because a lot of the things you look through, it's not explained enough. So let's be sacked the Shemaya, push it clear. The gedorim, what does it mean, Oyel HaShulchan Melachim? Who's called Melachim? Chazal say, Man Malchi Rabbonon. The kings is those who learn Torah. It's Melachim. What's called Oyel HaShulchan Melachim? What's the pshat? What's the gedorim? Who's a melech? What's called Oyel HaShulchan? And what's the gather of Roy Lochel Chai? So let's see beside the Shemai number one. Who's called the Melech? The Bekei Yosef, Chochmas Adam, or HaShulchan, all the poiskim. Say, it doesn't mean only the King of England. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean only Mamash a king. It could be officers too. Okay? Comes the Kaf HaChaim. Says, not only a king, not only officers. Anyone that's a choshev, a person that likes to eat on a high level. Some people they eat, like the Yavit says he didn't have time to put any spices in his food. He was busy learning the whole time, you know. He never had time to put the spices. We're not talking about those kind of people. Even though it's very kosher, it's melachim, the Yavit, you know. But we're talking about someone who respects himself and wants a high level meal. You know, that's what it means. Okay? Someone that feels he wants a high level, respectable kind of a meal. So that's called melachim. Okay? Number one. Number two, what's called oil al shulchan shem melachim? It says in Shulchan Aruch two examples to be called oil al shulchan. One is parperis. No one explains what is a parperis. It's an open bar tenura in the sixth parak in Brachas and smash from the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Beis. Parperis is two kinds of parperis. One is an appetizer. They have a beginning of the meal. And one is a dessert. You finish off with something delicious. Also in time of the Gemara, you used to have a dessert. Afikoman, that used to be by the dessert. An appetizer or a dessert that goes on to the king and queen's table or someone that holds himself that he needs to have a high level kind of meal kind of thing. So, either appetizer or a dessert is called parperis. If it goes on a table of these choshev kind of high level meals, it's called oil shemalachim, it's a pram. If not, not. But it says another thing, Shechanoch. Either parperis or pas, it has another example. Milaftim boyas apas. What does that mean? In Rashi, in Brochus, Mem Alpha, Mem Beis uses this term, and it's mashma, you mamish are eating it mamish with the bread. Let's say you take the bread and dip it in the tchina, or you have a sandwich, a peanut butter sandwich. The peanut butter is going to be mamish melaftim boi sapas. Mamish, you're eating it with the bread, mamish. You're mamish eating with the bread, or something that's eaten with the bread. Well, says the Prichodosh, if so, there's only two things which can make a pram. Three things. It could be a pram, or the shalmalachim. One is a dessert or appetizer, and the other one is, I think, you mamish eating the bread with it, mamish, eating the bread with it. But if it's, let's say, a side dish, salads of different kinds, some cooked, and the side dishes, it's not eaten with the bread, and it's not an appetizer, it's not a dessert, l'chor shmi b'seder. The Prichodosh l'maisa, the poiskim say, Rav Ozner says, I'm not going to make a mechoy, whoever's maker like that, but he doesn't want you to make it. But another, again, the idea of a tzadzir of l'hokel, the kind of food that's oil ha-shulchan melachim, as a side dish, and you don't eat it with the bread, and not a dessert, and an appetizer, There is poiskim mekel. The poiskim don't want us to be mekel, but a little tzad surf lahakel there is over here with the pricharish. Okay?
Basar is not basar?
What? Basar. Beautiful. Rashi says in Brachas and Malachim days, we see that basar used to be eaten in mamish with the bread. They used to have bread sandwich with a piece of meat in between. They used to be mamish be eaten together. That's why in the middle of a meal, says Rashi, that's why you don't make a shahakol niyam bedvor and a piece of meat in the middle of a bread meal, because everyone eats it mamish with the basar. That was the way you used to eat it. What? Beautiful. Taisa says you don't have to be dafka together. We're not talking matzias. That was a normal thing in those times. When it says kilal alechem levado yichli ha'odam, it sounds it's not mamish levado, but it was close to being levado. You know, if the mechadish it's not levado. You know, so lemaise. So this is together lemaise. It includes like the Orcha Shulchan, other places. It includes everything, not only dessert and appetizers, not only things they eat mamish with the bread, also side dishes going along, also. The Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis says even the Prichodesh might agree to this part of the way. Okay. Aber says the Orcha Shulchan, in his words, and Moyo Dik a beautiful Chiddush, which is a big kula, and a lot of Achayim say this kula. That what? What's the halacha? It's not a thing to be eaten to itself. It's only to be eaten as a helper for a different food. It's not to be eaten to itself. Meat. A piece of schnitzel has chashivas to itself. Something is only eaten as a helper out. You take sometimes almonds and put it on top of a bunch of rice. You want almonds? The almonds would be a little crunchy in the rice. It's only helping out a taste in something else. It's only a tavlin. You have some kind of a soup, and they mush up something, something or other in order to put into the soup. It'll be a little bit thicker. It's to help out, to give a geschmack to a different kind of food. But that in itself is a chashivas shel atzmoy, only helping out to others. So this kind of a zach, helping out, has no chashivas whatsoever. You're not going to marry his daughter because of it. There's no chashivas whatsoever. Says the Orach Shulchan, it's only to help out a different Michael. To help out a different Michael is for sure no problem of Bishlakum. Of Bishlakum, it's not Oil Shulchan Melachim. Okay, this Dikdorim Oil Shulchan Melachim. Before coming to the practical shyness of nowadays, first let's also Malabin Bisyakta Dishmaye, the Gdorim of Nechal Kemoy Shehu Chai. Nechal Kemoy Shehu Chai. Most poskim hold nechal kemoi shehu chai means that most people will eat it also raw, and therefore the goy didn't help me much because most people roiv anashim will roiv who roiv of earth for sure not roiv of Mars then no one's eating over there but roiv of earth the roiv of your medina the roiv of your country. The roiv of what? Most people eat it raw. Most people where? In the world? In your place? Machlokes HaPoskim. Bechodesh Da'ach Yetshuva says, look at the world. Orcha Shulchan, Tiferes Yisrael, a lot of Poskim say, look at your place. Mechasitzik, I don't know why, didn't go into the subject, but he throws Derech Agav in the Tshuva, each place looks at itself. Okay. So lift the can, I'll go to the door of Mechasitzik, hell, you look at each place to itself. Let's go with that. Okay, just a minute. Nowadays, a thing called sushi. Raw. Now, people, in the Gemara, in the Shabbos, it says no such thing as eating raw fish, you know? But nowadays, people have sushi, they say. So, you have a guy who cleans up your house and takes care of things. He wanted to do your taiva. He cooked up your fish. Give out the fish. I can't eat the fish. The kelim, after my girl's kelim, what did he do to me? Could you save him and say, look, it was edible before him, the sushi. Is that okay? Save the day. Say, it was roi lachila, it was beaten raw. Now listen, if you look in Eretz Yisrael, you tell an Israeli, sushi, I'm not sure he's going to know what you're talking about. I don't know, some do, I don't know for all. I don't know. I don't think that the majority of Israel had a piece of sushi yet. I don't think that's the majority. I don't think so. If I'm right about the Metzias, so since the Ma'aseh Simcha Chasitzchak is taken on, like the Aruch HaShulchan, you look at each place to itself, here there's no savior of sushi, that's for sure. Because I don't think the majority of the people here sit and eat sushi. I don't think so. In America, each country in America should look for itself. Is it normal to have sushi over there or not? Then decide, did the guy help you so much, or you wouldn't ask him to eat it even as a sushi? But let you look at each place itself about this issue.
Sushi.
Okay, so let's go to this one now. The sushi is eaten with other things, not raw all by itself. Well, is that going to make a problem or not? So let's see. There's a machlokes poskim. What's that halacha? I think it's edible raw, but it's only edible raw after you soaked it in salt water, after you soaked it in sugared water, which happens to be the metzias of cranberries. We'll get into cranberries. The big machlaik is different nechshein about the cranberries. We haven't been hear about it yet. What? I don't hear you. So, salt was called? Yes, beautiful. Kibush, it's called kibush, with the bach, that kadesh yitin laish v'artiach. Of but lemaise it's not called bishul akum chazal denat aser salt or sugar. Open taz that says a thing. Open taz close to the end of kufyot gimel that the taz says that if you have a meichel and the meichel is eaten after you soak in melach and so it's called nechel chai and the goy didn't help you much. There's no iso bishul akum because nechel chai they the salt he put on it soaked in salt. Well, if so. Mishnah Brura, Chochmas Adam, Mogen Avram Resh Gimel, Mishnah Brura Resh Gimel, Skotten Yud, a lot of poskim say the same thing in ginger, Zengvil, which is ginger. In those times they used to eat these spices, take a spoonful and eat it. They used to soak it in sugared water until the ginger would be a good taste of ginger mixed with sugared water, and they would have a spoonful of it. They would eat this stuff. That's what it used to be. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Psak in Mishnah Berurah. It's if the guy cooked up the ginger, but was Roy Lechol, only need to soak in sugared water and the ginger will be delicious. The Zengvil is going to be delicious. That's the way they used to eat it those days. So, if so, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know that the Zengvil, the ginger, since it was Roy to be eaten raw by soaking it in sugared water, it's called Roy Lechol Chai. The guy didn't help you. Melez no iso bishul akum. So also by salt, we see open taz, close at the end of Kufyat Gimel, and the Yoradeh. Also Mishnah Berurah and Reish Gimel Skotten Yud, and other Mogen Avraham, and a lot of other poskim, soaked in sugar. Also, it's Roy Lechol Chai, it's not called Yisro Bishul Akum, we didn't do nothing to it. Okay. So based on all this, now, so what about sushi? Sushi is eaten together with other things, but it's raw. It's eaten together with things. It's loigora, then sugared water, loigora, then with the salt water, the salt. And you see, it's still called Roy Lechol Chai. It's no Yisro Bishul Akum. If so, the sushi, which you eat together, other things with it, but it's Roy Lechol Chai. And therefore, if you have a Roiv Medina, that's what they have for supper, sushi. It's Roiv people eat the sushi in this Medina. No, if so, so they're able to say, and fish, that the Goyisha made a mistake and cooked up the fish. If you're able to have it as a sushi, in this Medina, most people have it. If so, they save the day. But people, I don't think that this is the fact in Eretz Israel. I don't think most people have sushi over here. Most people think Mestobah don't. There is a minority that do, but say if so. So over here, it's going to be a problem, Bishul Akum, in the country that most people will eat it, so it won't be Bishul Akum.
What about something like herring, which is
not a question of herring, no one goes cooking in the soup. If it's only salted, no one cooks. What? Beautiful. Next step. Gewaldig. Next step. What's the halacha? It's fish or it's meat. But there's different kinds of meat, different kinds of fish. Or in the meat itself, different parts of the... Some parts are more delicious. Some parts are less delicious. Some parts of the cow, no one wants to eat, you know. So they take it for the hot dogs, they take it for the salami. You know, they say the most not healthy parts, they say. So could one part of the meat of the cow mashpi on the other part, or is that to do with each other? The first is still in Mishnah, it says, posh it to him. Meat is meat. It could be from the most not delicious parts, the most, the Gemara says in the Dorim, you know, certain parts, the kurkavan, someone eats it, he's not a mensch. So what? But Lamaise, it's called meat, and the meat is a thing that you cook and you eat, it's delicious. So, this kind of zachen, since it's part of it, is raw meat, it's not edible. When you cook it, it becomes edible. So the whole thing has a problem of iser, even the parts which normally you don't eat bichlal. So one part is mashpia on the other part. Once one part is called a problem of bishla akum, the whole cow is a problem of bishla akum. That's a machlokes apoiskim. A big nafkamina, let's say, potato chips. And the king and queen's table, I don't know if I was ever in England, but people tell me the Queen Elizabeth, they used to have over there, having what she has on the table, take pictures and cameras and things. Could you imagine Queen Elizabeth, in the middle of all the cameras, all of a sudden, she's having potato chips. Anybody they say, it doesn't ring a bell, you know what I mean? So she doesn't have it on the table, potato chips. No. But the kind of potatoes that go along with the meat, avada she has. In times of Och HaShulchan, they didn't. The kings didn't eat potatoes. But nowadays, they do. Oy vazoy, could the fact that the delicious potatoes they make for the queen, could that make the problem bishlakim also on potato chips? Or no shachas el azeh. Potatoes is potato chips. And potato, baked potatoes, something else. Nothing to do with each other.
Just because they're both called potatoes, there are potatoes that are grown dafka for potato chips, that like oranges, could be grown for oranges, or sold to be eaten as oranges.
Gewaldic. But the emes is that once you say like the Tiferes Yisrael, that's all, it's in the chalais shame of the thing, even though some parts are almost not edible, and some parts, a whole different part of the thing.
That's the same cow.
You sing so beautiful. Beautiful. But after all, even though it happens to be all in one big bal chai called a cow, okay, but the problem is not the cow. The problem is the food. And once, let's say, this part of the cow, no one wants to have the kishkis or something or other from the cow. No one wants to eat its ears, let's say. So, you know, so even though it all happens to be one big animal called a cow, but this has a problem of bishalakum. Why should this? It just happens to be in one cow. But if you say that Chazal say, the loy plug of Chazal, covers also things, yeah, usually you do eat, usually don't eat. But being a one chefter, we don't have mekayis in Shas and Poiskim to say enough kamina, one bal chayana, that's already a bit difficult to make.
Is it all one chefter, these potatoes? Is it different?
You're saying beautiful. Oh, but look, you're saying beautiful. You're saying such a good smart. But we need mekayis to make, once Chazal say something, we often klali, the klal is loy plug. And once the klal is usually loy plug, until you find a mokker in either Shas or Rishonim or something, that they made chilukim, it's a bit difficult to make chilukim. Lemaise,
is that only lechuma? Let's say magid lechuma. For example, if a chelik of the cow is nechal shulchai, nechal pesai, I shouldn't say that the ganze chepes is adover shenechal shulchai. Or is it rov cow? Or what defines what this chepes is? If the chepes is adover sheina nechal chai, shenechal chai.
You're saying beautiful lomda shashayla. In Tiferes Yisrael, as mashma, he would go in all parts lechumra. Because we don't have Gedorim from Chazal, why is he going to Chum? Say Lekula. Well, since we don't have, once you have to have Gedorim from Gemor and Rishonim, it's hard to start making Chilukim without having curse. So one part, another part, and one thing is either. So until you have Mekurius to make a Chiluk and a Leplug, normally you say Leplug, until you have Raya Snish to say. Now, if so, you should know, in Echsherim and Chutz Laretz, I heard different Echsherim. Some are not concerned about potato chips. So Bishl Akum, they say potato chips, something else. And the potatoes on the Queen Elizabeth's table, something else. No, shagzel azay. The arach shem nishta azay. There's a lot of truths. The truth from Rav Eliashiv about this. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote truth about this. There's a lot of poiskim. Most were not happy about it. The word of aniya cotton, I have a shtikel raya to the mekilim. But since a big poiskim, when a machmer, I have a raya also from the Ramon Kufyut Beis. Siv Beis and also Kufiyot Gimel Siv Beis. In both cases, you find the Ramo made a chilek, different kinds of how to prepare the rice. One kind of rice, you prepare it, called pas oiris, and that kind, the Rambam says that way of preparing doesn't go on shechem alachim, so no problem bishalakum. And cooked rice then could yes be a problem of pas of bishalakum. Mashma for the Rambam, the same rice once azay, I'll be right to the mekilim with potato chips. But my says it's a big machlokes of poiskim. I don't want to stick my hand to the big poiskim, and therefore lechatchila. Whoever's giving a hechsher, like the Chaznish says, like the Muslim says, you make a hechsher, you make it good. You make a mehuder, everyone wants to have mehuder food. You get a mehuder pair of shoes, you get mehuder food, you know. So you want to make sure it's good, mehuder, make it mehuder. But if you have it, you have it. It's hard to say it's also bachila. It's also from a factory, it's at Tzirif Lahakel. And it also, you have the prichadosh. That it's not eaten, potato chips are never eaten with bread, I don't think. Do you ever see any potato chips with bread? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Most people know. Reifa Shoinat. Okay. The same kind of thing also, the same kind of shayla also, are hot dogs. I doubt if on the king and queen's table they have hot dogs on the table. Why? I don't know. Maybe no one's looking to have some, I don't know. But on the table with all the cameras, It doesn't ring a bell that you're supposed to have hot dogs in the table. It'll be the same shayla. You have brown bishlakum and hot dogs are not. The meat, above and clearly, yeah. But the parts which are not really not healthy and no one likes to eat as a meat. But the hot dogs, they'll use those parts. According to first Israel, it'll be a problem. According to the Cholkim, so no. So, l'chatchila, whoever has the shaykh estech sheyim, so the right thing is to make it mahudur, l'chatchila, with no big pokim, but someone has, but the other doesn't have to aser. Now, let's go to the cranberries. Here's a real big one. In Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, one of the most famous best hechsherim is called the Bedatz. The Bedatz, Yerushalayim, Eid HaChareidis, Yerushalayim HaKadosh. The Bedatz gives the hechsher and cranberries. It's a very good, everyone knows, it's called one of the top hechsherim in Eretz Yisrael. They give a hechsher and cranberries. A different world famous hechsher doesn't want to give a hechsher and cranberries. One of the top rabbis there says he's worried about Bishul Akum and the cranberries. Why? What's the argument? This Choshev rabbi, a good friend of mine, so he says like this. He says, look, do you know how you make the cranberries? Cranberries as it is Eino Nechel Chai. It's sour, it's no good. They soak it in sugared water, but also first they dry it, he says. They dry it and it gets like roasted a little bit. They dry it because otherwise it's soft and mushy and they could stick to each other. And you want the oil to buy it, it should look tasty, you know. So they dry it, it shouldn't be so sticky. And then each one becomes like separate. And then they soak in the sugared water. And afterwards, if they roast it or whatever, so the Bedatz claims that since it's roy to be eaten with the sugared water, oy bazoy, the Bedatz says it's no problem of Bishul Akum, just like the Mishnah Berurah and all the poiskim, something soaked in sugared water, roy lechel chay, is no problem of Bishul Akum. The cranberries are soaked in sugared water, that's why it has sweet, has a sourness to it, and has a sweetness to it. Because it's so what? What?
Dried cranberries.
Cranberries, right. So what's the name of the thing you're saying? In Ivrit, they call it chamutziyot. Ah, not cranberries? I'm sorry, what's it called? Craisins. Oh, so I'm sorry, not cranberries. I thought in English it's called cranberries. It is. Ah. Oh, okay. Gevaldik. So, Lemaise Hadvarim is, this Choshev rabbi says that since they dry it first, this and that, he doesn't want to use it, he's scared of it. But the emphasis is, first of all, once it's soaked in sugar, it's edible chai, number one. Number two, it's a company. Number three, it's only eaten as a tavlin. Even those are cholik to picholish when it's not eaten with bread, but when it's only like a tavlin to make the salad be more delicious, to make the yogurt more delicious. Even though Hashulchan is making on this. That's why the Banas is making. Except for all this, Rav Vosner has a mordek erembam in this, a kula in this inyonim. He says, if you have pasteurized milk, nowadays most people are scared of having raw milk from the cow, they're scared of germs, they want to be pasteurized. So, says Rav Osner, Why? What's the heter to drink this pasteurized milk? Aray, it's cooked by goyim. Why is no problem? Nowadays, it's not any lechel chai. Most people don't have raw milk. They want it first to be pasteurized, not to have germs. Says Avosner, it's not called bishul akum. Bishul akum, we have a raw potato, it doesn't taste good. Raw meat doesn't taste good. You cook it, it becomes delicious. That's called a bishul. You're changing it to become something delicious by the cooking. Then you're problem bishul akum. Here it's to kill germs. The milk stays milk. You're just killing something. You have a problem, you kill the germs. But it's not. And therefore, says Avosner, therefore, so it's beseder. If so, if you have a problem, it shouldn't become too sticky, and it shouldn't stick there. You have a problem. You're drying it to get rid of a problem. So that's not called bishul akum. You're just drying to care a problem, not to be too sticky. So you're not fixing the chetzer. You're not becoming more delicious. You didn't make it such a heat, but more delicious. It's to dry off the liquid that's on the outside. They shouldn't stick to each other. It's to take more problem. It's another reason to make it. Therefore, I make a lishma lismach. One more word. The coffee. Most people have coffee. If it has no flavoring, plain ground, 100% ground coffee, most people have it, even if it won't have a hechsher. And they're not worried about bishul akum. And mitzad din, even though there are those in Mahadr, mitzad din, it's beseder. There's a lot of reasons. First of all, company, together, it's not, it's only the coffee is in the water, think of the water, the taste. It's only a talent for something else. And others say other reasons, because the coffee as a powder is not roi l'achila. And it's not roi l'achila. The goy didn't make a roi l'achila, a powder. The Arugas Aboysim, you see, in those times, they used to have the powder. They used to sit and eat the coffee. We don't, nowadays, no one eats like that. And no one has the powder of the thing. It's only with the something else. There are those that are mechalic between different kinds of instant and not instant. But mitzad din, minig ha'olam is to make up all these things, even though not to be worried about the bishul akum and the coffee. And the truth is, so many svaris lahokil come over in the yad efrayim, in the beginning of kuf yudal, another poiskim. All the svaris we said, that we said everything together, also company and also other things, put it all together. That whoever's mekel not to be worried about bishul akum and the coffee. Also, Yeshama Lismoich Lahokil. There's a Sneh Chemed, this is an Anambam Lahokil, and this also, he says, look, when the coffee was only powder, it wasn't Roy Lachila. And afterwards, who made the coffee become delicious? The Gid put a spoonful of coffee into his hot water with some sugar and milk. So he was the one who made the Roy Lachila. So Kim Tais is always a Beseder. When it was only powder, it wasn't Roy Lachila. Who made Roy Lachila? You! So it's a Jewish made, as they say. So Ramela, so the Sneh Chemed wants to make it with these kind of verse. But what do you do on the airplane? The stewardess comes and she makes me the coffee already. You don't have to smell this tehemed, because true, the powder was not really lachila. But who finished off? Stewardess. She's also a guy. She finished it off the thing also. But the emes is, it's not bishul. Usually it's only a shayla. Even let's say that she made it with klirishin, but it's roy 100% to be lechel chalchai with a klisheini. You don't have to get klirishin. So meila, except for all the other svaras and coffee to be said. I have one more minute. I just don't finish off the milde agadite. We all know that there's a war going on in the Rom, and the Rambam says Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Ayin Vov Sif Aleph is a mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. The reason for the tefillah is not only because he wants the Jewish nation to be saved from the enemy. That's why you're davening. Says the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah, it's also to declare I believe emunah shleima with my whole heart. Everything is the hands of Hashem. Not military, not the ishtadlis. Ishtadlis you need. But everything is emunah shleima, everything is Hashem. And that is why I'm davening to the one who everything is in his hands. By davening now is a chiv d'iraisa. Says the Ramban, a sefer mitzvahs, mitzvah hey. If so, you have another thing add in too. Also learning Torah. The most powerful thing that makes Hashem save Am Yisrael is the Torah. When someone's mischazik and learning Torah, says the Ramban, it's included in the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. Because the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah is to declare, I believe everything in the hands of Hashem. And since the most powerful thing Am Yisrael has to save Am Yisrael is the Torah, someone's learning Torah and tefillah. If so, he's mekayim the emes emunah, but chizik and Torah tefillah. So the mitzvah of learning Torah now is declaring he knows everything in the hands of Hashem. The mitzvah of Torah now, chizik and Torah, also includes the chiv deraisa of tefillah. Since the Ramban says, mitzvah. Hey, if so, I have a word to say to whoever's here. There's something else showing the shtarke emuna. Whoever's here, coming overseas from one country to the next, even though they know there's a war, they don't care about the war. Torah Bakadosh Baruch Hu. What does this say? What does it say? It shows the emuna. It shows them how it's important to you. The Yeshus is so great. Who knows? Am Yisrael might be saved in Yeshus. Everyone should be zeicha nachnu tzeinu tzeinu kulanu yedush mecha v'lomdi sar secher lishmo shall have see the Yeshua become.